Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 23rd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Facebook launched a series of newsfeed ranking tests that will ask users for feedback on what they see, which will be used to impact the overall newsfeed ranking process run over the next few months. The tests will focus on what content users find inspirational, what they want to see less of, and gauge what other topics a user is interested in. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the Federal Trade Commission does not have the power to demand monetary restitution from companies engaged in deceptive practices. Ruling Section 13B of the Federal Trade Commission Act gives the FTC the power to grant injunctive, not monetary, relief. In the decision, Justice Stephen Breyer wrote that the FTC remains its other mechanisms for consumer restitution and suggested the FTC ask Congress for further remedial authority if it believes its current authority is inadequate. YouTube now allows creators to change their name and profile picture on their channel without also changing it on their Google account. Custom URLs won't be impacted by a name change, but verified channels will have to reapply for verification if changing a channel name. In Q1, Intel reported revenue and earnings per share were both virtually flat on the year at $18.57 billion and $1.39, respectively, but both beat analyst expectations. Intel's client group, which includes PC chips, saw revenue up 8.5% on the year to $10.61 billion, with Intel reporting total PC volumes up 38%, while data center revenue fell 20% in the year to $5.56 billion. As part of its Q1 earnings, Snap reported 280 million daily active users, up 6% on the quarter and 22% of the year, with Snapchat's user base on Android now surpassing iOS. The company also reported its first positive free cash flow as a public company with $126 million, with overall revenue up 66% in the year to $770 million, beating analyst expectations. Security researchers at Germany's Technik Universität Darmstadt discovered a security flaw in Apple's AirDrop that exposes a user's phone number and email address by opening the iOS sharing pane when in Wi-Fi range. The researchers said this was the result of the contacts-only option for AirDrop using a mutual authentication mechanism to compare email and phone numbers combined with a weak hashing mechanism that's easy to brute force. According to documents seen by Reuters, Senators Gary Peters and John Thune circulated a draft amendment to grant the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration the power to initially exempt 15,000 self-driving vehicles per manufacturer from human driver-focused safety standards, up from the current 2,500 vehicle limit, eventually growing that number to 80,000 vehicles. The amendment would be attached to a bipartisan bill that would provide $100 billion for science and technology R&D. The Wall Street Journal sources say Spotify will soon offer support for podcast subscriptions. Spotify will reportedly not charge podcasters to offer subscriptions, will not take a cut from the subscriptions, and let podcasters set their own price. Linux kernel maintainer Greg Kroah Hartman called out all kernel maintainers to reject code submissions from University of Minnesota email addresses after researchers at the university submitted known security vulnerabilities to the Linux kernel as part of a research project. Croa Hartman also pulled all code submitted by University of Minnesota emails in the past, which will be reviewed again before being added back to the kernel. Sony began rolling out support for 1080p streaming with PlayStation Now. Previously, resolution was capped at 720p. This will be limited to 1080p capable games, although it's unclear what games support the resolution. Sony also confirmed it's testing the PlayStation Plus Video Pass in Poland, a limited streaming service for existing PlayStation Plus subscribers. Users currently have access to 15 movies and 6 TV series, and Sony committed to rotating content every 3 months, although they only committed to testing the service in Poland for a year. And finally, Google Fi added a new unlimited plan called Simply Unlimited for $60 a month for a single line and rebranded its existing unlimited plan as Unlimited Plus. Simply Unlimited provides unlimited domestic data, voice, and text messages, but does not include international data and mobile tethering. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.